Kristen, you want me to pull up the exceptional ones now?
Yeah, are there any other questions about the two quarterly reports?
Just, I have a comment.
Yes.
Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I have noticed over the last 6 months is there is a social media network to the south of the quarry and south of Drexel Avenue that is very active in promoting people to call in and complain. So I don't know how to correlate that in the numbers, but it appears that this activity is picked up where if there is a blast, they say call in and do your complaints, and they're giving different options as to how to do it. So it's actually being somewhat promoted. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't some validity to it. I'm just saying that this is a more active approach from a network that is south of Drexel.
Okay. And the other thing is that we know there's a higher percentage of people that are probably still working from home than have been in the past too. So we noted that in the report as well, that people that may have been typically working outside of the home during the day, maybe working inside their home and be present to sense any blast events. So, it's been a little different year this year.
Alderman Barber, the group you're referring to, is that open to anyone, or is it just that particular neighborhood?
There's it's off of the network, and it's a neighbor. It's the river hit the Root River geographic area within that next door system.
Yeah, I just don't know if anybody, like, you know, can people from my district go on it? I don't know how that works.
Probably not. I mean, I would say that it's mostly in the Root River district that this is being promoted.
Tied to the neighborhood. Okay. All right. Thanks.
The next door site is open to anybody. All you have to do is sign up for it. It takes in people from Oak Creek, Greendale, Franklin. All over.
It was my understanding it's you sign up, but then you're in by neighborhood. I mean, I'm in one in my own neighborhood. I don't know how, I don't go on it, but.
What happens typically is when a person makes a posting to, they choose the neighborhoods they want to communicate to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Were there any other questions regarding the quarterly reports?
No.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm, would you like us to move on to the next agenda item then, which is the significant blast events?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the first one we had was for the blast on September 15th. For that event, we had a total of 11 complaints. I'm sorry. Yes. And this blast was in the same general location as and the same bench from the significant blast event we did back in April that had 13 complaints. We had a couple that remained to be requested confidentiality. I think a couple of these we ended up getting locations later, so they were able to be included on the dots on the quarterly map, but for the data we had made available in the days right after their confidentiality was requested. But here you can see the green star is the blast location from the event on September 19th. And once again, like typical, our complaint locations are in the area immediately south on Drexel Avenue. Like I said, this blast was in the top bench. And all of the readings at the ScanTech and Payne and Dolan monitors were below permissible limits.
I'm not seeing that page in my packet.
I don't have it either.
Okay.
I saw it on the agenda, but I didn't see the write-up.
Okay. So this one is just, it's a short two-page letter with the single drawing. Is all the significant blast event reports are. Were those included, Regulo, or?
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
October 2nd, and that's a two-page write-up with a map.
For October 2nd, there was one for, then there was also a blast report for 9/15.
No.
Is that one missing from the packet?
Okay. That's one
that's
missing.
Okay.
Hold on.
And that was probably the most complaint for the biggest blast.
That one had 11. It was less than the one in April. And then the October one had...
Twelve complaints,
yeah. So they're all about the same. There were 11, 12, and 13 complaints.
Well, I think we should make sure that that one gets in the next packet, even though you probably won't be presenting on it. It should be a record.
Okay.
Regular.
Well, we can show the figures of both kind of side, but, you know, quickly. Mm-hmm. We'll do the first one, Kristen, how about that one we just had for September 15th. This is the figure again.
So Rachel, will you make a note to include the one that's missing in the next packet?
Yes, yes.
And so the September 15th one would have been part of the third quarter monitoring report as well. And the October 2nd event is 2 days outside of that window, so that one will be part of the fourth quarter monitoring report. So the October 2nd event, location of the blast was a similar location again, top bench, southern portion of the quarry. This one had 12 complaints. This time there was one east of 51st Street, and the remaining ones that were not confidential were south of Drexel Avenue. One of the things I did look at was comparing, is there similarity in the residences that were complaining during these three exceptional blast events. And four of the non-confidential complaints from the October blast were the same as the April 9th event, and three of them were the same as the September event. So we're getting a mix of people that complained for all three, or just for one or two individual blast events here. Once again, all the blast data for the October 2nd blast showed that the monitors were making detections that were below the permissible limits per the PDD and other statutes and ordinances.
So how much closer are they going to be able to get to the homes on Drexel based on where the Star is located right now?
Clint, are you near a microphone?
No.
And when is the citizen comment period?
I am by microphone now, so.
Thank you.
So as far as the southern extraction limit, Alderman Wilhelm, was that your question?
Yes.
Okay. So if you see the bottom left-hand part of the quarry in the southwest corner, you can see a straight wall that goes east-west. That is the furthest extent that we can get to Drexel if you carry that.
Before where the road is, basically. Yeah.
Yep, right where the curse is now. That's the extraction limit there. So.
Well, that's,
Does that mean that you're going to go down from there, but not any further south?
Correct. That's as far south as we can go.
What about this part? How would that go east? Right there.
Okay. The eastern limits does that kind of, Clint, will match up with on the northern side of the site, how far east you can go, or is it more that middle section?
So where your cursor is, it's a little bit to the west of that, just a little bit, and it would line up with that rock face that's just straight up. Yep, correct, right there. So if you draw a line straight south from there, yep, and then across to the other one, yep.
I don't suppose you have any idea, based on usage, what that might be.
Oh, that's nice, Mike. Thanks.
How many years it might take to do that, do you think?
I would have to take a look at our mining plan and see what our tentative schedule is.
Just a rough guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't have that right off the top of my head. I'd have to look at that and bring that back to the next meeting.
Yeah, I would like to second that. I've been kind of kicking around in my head, how can we help ease the citizens that are complaining? You know, if they had something to look into, maybe it would ease that a little bit. I know it's going to help if they're saying that it's hurting their houses or if it's disturbing the peace. If it's something, I know for me, I live across the street from it. I know for me, if I knew it was, you know, within my lifetime away or not, I would know basically, you know, how to approach it. Am I going to live out my life and not complain about it? It's going to outlive me, or, you know, is it like in a couple of years and then we're going to have a big lake next door? You know, I think maybe that would help a few people. I know I would like to know personally, living next door. That was, this was Member Dallas.
Okay. What is the legalese that says this is not a firm commitment? Hello?
I guess I wasn't sure what you mean by the legalese, a firm commitment. Obviously, it's going to be based on usage, but I just thought they kind of can...
I don't want to give people the impression that that is a commitment, then, that
certainly
will be positive.
I would agree. Right. I would agree, Alderman Barber. I don't think we can extract that from them, you know, that being that they're, that's their.
It would be nice if we knew if it was 10, 20, 40, you know, some guesstimate in there about how long that would be. Approximate would be nice.
Okay. Otherwise, were there any additional questions about the significant blast reports for the September 15th and or October 2nd events?
I don't have any questions, but do you have any, you or Clint, have any suggestions on how to lower the complaints other than, you know, just when it gets down further from the top, we seem to get less complaints, but is there a way to stagger those a little more? Any options? Clint?
Yeah, is there anything any other quarries are doing? Any of the other Payne and Doyle or Dolan's or any other competitive quarries, anything out there that you guys are aware of? I doubt it.
Is Clint trying to take a microphone? Is anyone?
Sorry, I didn't know what exactly were you looking for?
Well, we're looking for any suggestions on, based on all this data that's been gathered, is there any suggestion to spread out, you know, being up on the shelf one time, or spread the complaints out, or blast lower when you're up higher, anything that anyone can suggest on ways to lower the complaints.
Well, I think part of it is we don't blast a lot on the south end, and it's pretty much every time we go down and blast on the south end, we seem to get complaints. But that's only from people on the south end. You look at, we actually get higher readings to the east and northeast with the blasting we do there than we do on the south end. We don't get any complaints up in that area. So part of it's just a function of going down there and blasting closer than typically what people are used to. Now, we do, as we've mentioned numerous times, we do look at all our blasting data as we come in and try to tailor that. We're never going to be able to make it zero. We've said that from day one. But we have kept those vibrations at a pretty low level down on that end. And I think you can verify that from all the monitoring we've been doing over the years.
Can I ask a question, Clint?
Yes.
When you say that you're blasting on the top shelf, okay, is that more conducive then to air shocks? And maybe an explanation of that phenomenon might help people realize that it's not a foundational issue, it's more of an air shock thing? More so, or not?
Yeah, it typically that happens. I think we've seen that down here because we've had complaints where we've shot on the north end and we've never had any vibrations even register at that Allwood in the past. So, you know, when you do blast, you do get that air overpressure or air blast that comes from that. And that can be, depending on the conditions and how it's angled, that can be bounced off and bounced back, or, you know, that can be noticeable, but that's all registered as well. And people may be feeling that, but they think it's the ground vibrations, but it's actually that. So similar to when you get a clap of thunder, and you can come, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can usually count how far away it is by seconds, but then you can feel it, and it rumbles through your house. So that's an air overpressure type of event as well.
Dallas, member Dallas here. I'm east of 51st, and I don't recall, I'm not always in my home office. I don't recall every blast. If I do get a really bad one, I do report them more out of these purposes and knowing which ones are really bad. But my wife doesn't report them when I'm gone, and I don't report minor ones. I do notice the really strong ones. I do feel the shake, and I get it. I do feel, or I do hear the air blast. I hear it kind of reverberating across the street, you know, maybe once or twice. There'll be a kind of a sound in the air, and then it'll probably happen 1 or 2 seconds right after the blast. So I can't speak for what's going on down on the south end, but I do feel quite a bit of them, especially when they're up north, because that's the ones that usually I ping on the map. So I don't know what they're feeling down there, but I do notice both when they're pretty strong. And I've been able to differentiate between the two.
Okay, well, if there aren't any other questions or comments, we can move on to the next item. Any other questions or comments?
Excuse me, Tristan. Penny Danowski, she arrived a few minutes ago, so she is requesting to speak. So, to open the public hearing comment. So,
I have passed the public comment period now. We stayed to wait so we get through some of this. And I guess I'm not. I know, I'll leave it up to commission members. Alderman Barber, it's your constituent. You can do what you want. You want to make a motion, you can, otherwise we'll continue on.
I guess at this point, if we can limit it to a brief period of discussion or to Penny's comments, we're well into the agenda, and most of the questions that she might have already been discussed. So I'm afraid that we can't be redundant that way, but if Penny wants to make a comment, I'd suspend the rules to allow for what is a normal comment period.
I'll second.
Second the motion.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Hearing no opposed. Penny, go ahead, but make it a brief comment.
Can you hear me?
Do you hear me? Hi, do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or you want to hold the floor? I can't hear.
Okay. We were here at 6 o'clock, but there was no one here except Regalo, and we thought the meeting was supposed to be at 6:30. We didn't have the faintest idea that everyone was going to be virtual. And you can't have meetings like this. What, you know, the citizens of Franklin are so sick and tired of being pushed around. And these blasts, they are not air blasts. They are definitely not air blasts, because our whole house shakes. Our freaking basement shakes. That's BS that they're just air blasts. My Aunt Fanny. The one on 9/15 was a very, very, very hard blast. It shook the house, the floors, the walls, the countertops, things on the counters.
Did you file an insurance claim?
Did I file an insurance claim? No, I wasn't aware that I could.
Commissioner Knippel, please, it's her comment time. Do not interrupt, please.
I don't think my insurance would protect me against the blasting of a quarry. Quarries that refuse to respect the housing of people that surround it. I am so sick of this garbage. And I'd like to have you find me an insurance company that would protect me against this. And of all the people that are sitting home on their you-know-whats, and I'm here, not virtually. And the one in October was just as bad. It was really bad. And people in and around the quarries, especially to the south of the quarries, we've had it. I think it's lawyer time.
Okay, the motion to close the return to regular board of business.
So moved.
You second?
Yeah. Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are